from KQED.
Los Angeles is home to the biggest Filipino population in the mainland U.S., but access to art from their home country is pretty limited. A new exhibit at USC's Fisher Art Museum gives Filipino Angelenos a rare chance to reconnect with the breadth of Filipino creativity. Alex Schmidt has a story about this collection. It's called The Triumph of Philippine Art.
A projector casts four images on a wall. It makes a clicking sound, and then the images spin as if they were reels on a slot machine. The piece, by artist Mark Salvatus, shows the gritty streets and graffiti of Manila.
Mark Salvatus was so fascinated to go to the city. He grew up in the countryside, and when he saw the city, he just started photographing it.
That's the exhibit's curator, Marisa Teresa Lapid Rodriguez. The show, called The Triumph of Philippine Art, opened first at Montclair State University in New Jersey, where Rodriguez works as a curator. It covers the period of martial law implemented under Ferdinand Marcos in 1972 through the People Power Movement that removed him and restored democracy in the 80s to the present day.
The Philippines has been struggling for a long time, and I think that they are coming out. No, the creativity, the sense of freedom, nationalism, it's all in this show.
Other pieces in the exhibit include a long pencil sketch of a grand Philippine estate drawn on a roll of toilet paper. And there's a video performance of an artist hacking at white laundry as blood spurts out and reddens the pile. It took Rodriguez 20 years to foster the interest and funds for an exhibit like this.
There was no consciousness about Filipino contemporary art. And that, for me, became a challenge.
Los Angeles is home to over 600,000 Filipinos, but this show is the first time some of them have seen art from the Philippines. Ivan Blanco is a fine arts student at USC, and he wandered in.
Well, I'm Filipino, so I figured I'd check out some art made by Filipino artists. I don't really know that much about my culture, as I thought I did, but kind of like seeing more art from other Filipinos is kind of cool looking, and it's kind of making me interested more in uncovering my culture.
A divide with the home country is common in the Filipino community. Geography is one barrier, says Evelyn Rodriguez, a professor of sociology at the University of San Francisco. There's also the issue of fading into the woodwork as a distinct ethnic group.
Filipinos are also, I think, part of this brown population in the States that a lot of people sort of homogenize, right? So people classify a lot of us with, you know, other Asian American groups or even Latinos. And so it's a community that has been invisible for a long time.
But in LA, that community has been creating distinct cultural capital for about two decades. There's Filipino-American painting, performance art, animation, a yearly cultural festival, and...
Hey girl, $1, $2, $3 and a dime, living in minimum wage, you working double the time.
This Filipino-American music video screened earlier this month at a festival devoted exclusively to Filipino and Filipino-American music videos. The festival was co-sponsored by PhilAm Arts, which connects artists and stages shows and festivals around California.
Having more of these shows are really important because I think that it just solidifies our identity.
That's artist Tala Mateo. She works with PhilAm Arts and saw the USC Fisher Museum show. I talked with her outside the festival, near LA's historic Filipino town. She thinks an artistic identity can help the sizable Filipino population here be heard. And developing ties with the home country would also give U.S.-based Filipino artists an important historical reference point to draw upon.
Who we're a part of, who we're attached to, who we're related to. If we get lost in any way, shape, or form, at least we can hold on to that. And we know that we come from somewhere.
As she puts it, developing ties and understanding between the U.S. and the Philippines is a matter of survival on both sides of the ocean. Art can be one way to foster that. For the California Report, I'm Alex Schmidt in Los Angeles.